Interviewing.
When done well, interviewing, like many things, looks deceptively easy. In practice, it is a complex and demanding art. So before you dash off to conduct your interviews, a la Larry King or Barbara Walters, you should understand a few basic principles of effective interviewing. They fall into three groups: what to do before the interview, what to do during the interview, and what to do after the interview.
Before the interview.
Just as the outcome of most speeches is decided by how well the speaker prepares, so the outcome of most interviews is decided by how well the interviewer prepares. Here are five steps you should take ahead of time to help ensure a successful interview. Define the purpose of the interview. You have done internet and library research and have begun to grasp the major points of view fairly well, but you still have many questions. You decide the only way to get answers is to interview someone. In that decision, you have begun to formulate a purpose for the interview. Decide whom to interview. There are several possibilities. You elect to start at the top. Isn't that a bit presumptuous? Why not begin with someone a little further down the line? You could, but it is usually best to go to the leaders first. They are likely to have a broad understanding of the issues, and if you need more specific information than they have, they can get it for you or put you in touch with the right person. Arrange the interview. You work out a plan for setting up the interview. Knowing that it's easier to brush someone off over email or the telephone than in person, you go to the office to request the interview. You introduce yourself, identify your exact purpose, and explain why the interview is important. You are astonished to get the interview, but you shouldn't be. Nearly everyone likes to be interviewed. If you conduct yourself well, the person you ask is likely to cooperate. Decide whether to record the interview. The major advantage of recording an interview is that it gives you an exact record of the interview that you can check later for direct quotes and important facts. Even if you use a recorder, however, you should still take notes by hand in case the recorder malfunctions. Some interviewees are not comfortable being recorded. If that's the case in your situation, you will need to rely solely on your handwritten notes. Whatever you do, never smuggle a recorder in without the knowledge or consent of the person being interviewed. Not only is it unethical to do so, but the interviewee is bound to find out, and you will cause yourself far more trouble than you had hoped to avoid. Prepare your questions. You now face the most important of your pre-interview tasks, working out the questions you will ask during the interview. You should devise questions that are sensible, intelligent, and meaningful. Here are some questions to avoid. Questions you can answer without the interview. Leading questions. Hostile, loaded questions. You need not shy away from tough questions. Just phrase them as neutrally as possible and save them until near the end of the interview. That way, if your interviewee becomes irritated or uncooperative, you'll still get most of the information you want.
During the interview.
Every interview is unique. Just as a speaker adapts to the audience during a speech, so must an interviewer adapt to the person being interviewed. Because the session will seldom go exactly as you plan, you need to be alert and flexible. Here are several steps you can take to help make the interview proceed smoothly. Dress appropriately and be on time. Repeat the purpose of the interview. Set up the recorder, if you are using one. Keep the interview on track. Listen carefully. Don't overstay your welcome.
After the interview.
Although the interview is over, the interviewing process is not. You must now review and transcribe your notes. Review your notes as soon as possible. Don't let something like this true story happen to you. Years ago, a prominent woman, writer and diplomat, was being interviewed by a young reporter. Among other things, the reporter asked about hobbies and leisure activities. The woman replied that she enjoyed skeet shooting and raised Siamese cats. The reporter scribbled in her notes, "shoots" and "cats," but didn't bother to put a comma or a dash between the words. The interview was published, and ever since, that prominent woman has been trying to live down the reputation that she shoots cats. In reviewing your notes, try to concentrate on two things: discovering the main points that emerge during the interview, and pulling out specific information that might be useful in your speech. The best way to locate the main points is to decide what you would answer if someone asked you to summarize the interview in 1 minute or less. As you review the interview, you also seize on several specific items, figures, anecdotes, quotations, that look promising as supporting materials for your speech. If any of them are unclear, call the interviewee to make sure you have the facts right. Transcribe your notes. Once you settle on the most important ideas and information from the interview, you should transcribe that material so it is in the same format as the rest of your research notes. By putting all your research notes in a consistent format, you can arrange and rearrange them easily when you start to organize your speech.